Bradley thinks Florida is in a better position than some states because it already went through the growing pains of building the foundation for medical marijuana.
We are not getting caught flat-footed. There is infrastructure already in place. There is a regulatory system already in place to handle the new patients that are going to come on board with passage of Amendment 2.
More than 70% of Floridians voted yes on 2, which allows the medicine for debilitating conditions. In 2014, Bradley's bill, allowing for non-smoked cannabis that doesn't cause a high, was fraught with disagreements over which entities would be licensed to grow, distribute, and sell the product. Core challenges remained as lawmakers expanded medical marijuana last year by allowing terminally ill patients to use the smokable product. Bradley says he's comfortable with the latest expansion to non-terminal patients, but he says he's drawing a line in the sand.
I think recreational marijuana is a bridge too far. Right now, the research is not where it needs to be when it comes to the appropriate uses of cannabis for medical purposes.
An amendment similar to this year's failed in 2014. Bradley says that one was problematic because of its broad wording. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.